Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. If you don't have your Bible, there's usually a Bible in front of you underneath. Colossians is in the New Testament, after the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, and then the Epistles. Oops. That's last week's. It should be called Ties That Bind. Wyatt, catch that? All right. So anyway, look it up in your Bible. We always want to start there. You know, society, I think, once had something called a fabric. Did you ever hear that term before, the fabric of society? How many people have heard that? It's something that kind of what everything else was kind of attached to. It kind of held things together, right? It was just kind of we think of like a fabric that you sew things to. It's the main thing that everything else kind of is connected to, right? There was a structure, and there was a foundation. Did you find it? On the thumb drive? Oh, wow, maybe I didn't get that up there. I thought I copied that on there, but maybe I didn't. Take a look on there again if you could, and if not, then we'll survive without it. But we always had a structure and a foundation that we built our lives on, right? This something that everybody kind of functioned under. Everybody kind of knew how we were supposed to treat each other, the things you needed to do to get ahead and succeed in life. Everybody knew about honesty. Everybody knew about how to ask a girl out, how to treat the opposite sex, how to treat people. Everybody knew how to take care of family, what we were supposed to do, how you're supposed to take care of your finances. They knew what just respect and common courtesy was. These were just the things that were part of the fabric of society. And these are some of the things that we look at, the ties that bind, the things that kind of held us together. Many of these were born, although we tend to forget these things, we get kind of accustomed to them, they were born out of our spiritual heritage. A lot of this stuff is, we are the way we are. I've had this conversation with my kids, actually, and others. We are the way we are, not because we're such wonderful people. We've been given much of what we have, haven't we? We really have. But a lot of it we're losing. Or we've lost in our culture and society. And so without this fabric, this structure that we all once were accustomed to, people struggle. How do I live? How am I supposed to do life? How am I supposed to treat people? How am I supposed to get ahead? We've lost these things that were just part of the normal structure of life, because everything, well, now it's like we have freedom. Do whatever you want. There are no rules, right? The structure that there once was has been kind of thrown out, and very little is discouraged, at least as far as traditional rules and norms are concerned. There's lots of new rules, isn't there? There's lots and lots of new rules, and to be honest with you, I can't keep up with them, because they're changing every time I turn around. And it's just constant. We live in a world of freedom, and yet not freedom, don't we? I was given a... Oh, I bet you that's... I know where my article is. It's probably with my announcements that I can't find. Doggone it. Anyway, Don gave me an article on Wednesday. And it was an article that I probably wouldn't have agreed with a lot of the things that they talked about. It came from different perspectives. But the last paragraph that talked about the increase in suicides. The increase in the number of young people, children, going into the hospital because they are hurting themselves. The increase in depression and anxiety. The increase in the number of people that are struggling to find, how do I cope? How do I figure out life? How do I make this stuff work? And the end of the article had an interesting perspective. And it said that what we're missing is God. What do we have? We have more of everything, don't we? We have more of everything than we can possibly know what to do with. Opportunities, choices, you know, gizmos, these things do. My dad continues to be amazed at these things. You know, what would you do without those things? You know, I'm probably a lot better. You know, we've got so much more. But what's the one thing that has decreased? Well, a lot of those things all mixed up. Haven't God at the center of our lives? Prayer. Regular, consistent, committed involvement in the body of Christ and in church. Well, that's why we do those things, right? And so I guess what you're saying is all these things have decreased because we've decreased in our ability to, or our relationship with God, right? I've been saying this, it was interesting because I've been saying this for some time. I'm like, you know, we can talk about all kinds of things about the woes and troubles of this world, and we need more money for this, and we need more programs for this, and yada, 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 yada. Sorry. What's going to fix our families? What's going to fix our culture and community? It's faith in God. It's commitment to being, helping the church to be a vital, vibrant, active part of our community. It's a consistent, regular prayer life where we are getting alone with God regularly, daily, having a ministry of prayer, having a belief in the Word of God, that this is the Word of God. The alternative is your opinion, my opinion, this thing's opinion, or whoever's happened to be yapping on this thing at me at the time, right? A trust, a faith that obeys. This is the fabric. These are the ties that we are missing. But blessed be the ties that bind, because they are blessed. They are blessed when we walk in them. Blessings lost when we cut ties to those things. But oh, the blessing is always available. Let's stand as we dig into the word that God has for us today. Oh, I'm good. Yeah, thank you. Oh, we don't have that. Oh, that's why she's... I've got it here. No, that's okay. You know what? I think I will read it because I got Colossians 3. I've got it. Thank you. Somebody's thinking ahead. You don't have it on the screen, Pastor. Did you forget? Yes, I did. All right. I will read Colossians 3:12 through 15 reads, not that I, nope, that's Colossians. Here we go. There we go. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. Wyatt's got my back, even if I don't supply him the files. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Wyatt. That's part of family. We help each other out when we kind of struggle bus, right? You can be seated. Thank you. Well, I had a great picture. I did. It was a picture of a young lady, and she was kind of like, had strings on her like a marionette, you know, so, and in one hand she had a scissors, and she was cutting the strings, and it said, what was it, basically, terrible are the ties that bind, bad are the ties that bind, gotta cut them. Got to cut those ties, right? Why? Why do we got to cut these ties? Because they're keeping us from happiness. That's the world's path. Happiness comes when you're free from all ties, from all things that would bind you and keep you from doing whatever you want. We're told that happiness is to be whatever you want to be. Nobody should limit you. You should be able to do or be or live like however you want to live. That's where your happiness is. No limits, no rules. That's back in the 60s. This was where the sexual revolution had its start. No rules, just freedom, right? Some of you are old enough to remember that, and it was, I could see this is going to be a long Sunday. But yeah, the sexual revolution, they just wanted to cut ties with all the traditional things. Now, was there problems in the traditional society and church? There always is to some degree. But the alternative is complete freedom. The only thing that encouraged, though, was irresponsibility. Actions with no consequences, at least not consequences that people were going to take responsibility for, right? And pleasure seeking. And that was the beginnings of a quite a change in our how we approach things. But really what it is, it's the same as me deciding what I'm going to be and who I'm going to be instead of following after what God has created and designed me and called me to be. It's me letting the world decide, right? Because a lot of times we think we're, you know, hey, I'm gonna be different. I'm gonna wear this cool fashion. Well, guess where the fashion came from? Somebody designed it and marketed it to you, and you think you were choosing it, but in reality, you're just picking what somebody else picked for you. it's either me just deciding for myself or me letting the world decide for myself. But we don't realize that. That cutting the ties that bind us, and here's my other great visual, another great visual. I almost want to have a You know, it's on my computer. These are great pictures. Right next to the picture of the girl cutting the strings was a girl climbing down a mountainside. And guess what she had attached to her? Ropes. These ties that bind us are ties that protect us. We think that they're keeping us from being happy. They're keeping us there. And if I just cut myself from the ties that bind, that I'll be free to live and be happy. But when reality, what those ties... Oh, gosh. That'll do. That's even better than the one I had. Guess what happens? If she cuts that, yeah. These ties that bind protect us. They protect us. Blessed be them. They guide us. They teach us. They help us to know how to live. They give us confidence. Because now I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm not up there going, huh, I wonder what happens if I clip this thing. Scripture says, don't do it. You'll die. Right? So, but it's, if you really stop and think about it, it sounds very familiar. This whole idea that rules, boundaries, somebody else telling me how I should live my life somehow keeps me from being all that I can be, all that I want to be. Does that ring a bell? Go way back. Way back. To Adam, right? God said, don't eat the fruit of that tree. Satan said, really say that? He's just trying to, he's holding out on you. He knows if you eat the fruit of that tree, you'll have knowledge of good and evil. Then you'll really be able to have life. That's, oh no, I don't even want to look. Yeah. Well, that's Satan's. Satan's the arm up there, and he's saying, "You don't need. If you will just eat the fruit, God's holding out on you. He's keeping you from better things." God's saying, "No, I'm not holding. I am protecting you because if you eat of that fruit of that tree, you will what? Surely die." He said, "I am protecting you." The ties that bind are ties that protect. It's the same old lie that's been going on since the beginning of time. It hasn't really changed. So when you look around and you see things being encouraged and you're like, well, I don't know if that's such a good idea. Just know that it's the same lie that has been going on since the beginning of creation. It's Satan just saying, no, really, it's fine. Really, no, it's fine. No, it'll be good, trust me. Right? And somehow Satan has managed to attach some of these social norms right to the biblical truths that God would have for us, to where people look at the church and say, ah, it's old-fashioned, you don't need that. But our verse today says, Paul says, I'm called to put on or to clothe yourselves with holiness. Holiness means to be set apart for what God has created us and designed us for. Right? Not set apart for what I want, set apart for what he wants. Not set apart for what I think will make me happy, but set apart for what God knows will make me happy. We're called to clothe ourselves in that. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll what? You'll obey my commands. Right. commands. Those are some of the ties that bind us, actually protect us. They matter to God, don't they? This matters to God. We can't treat it as an option. Because then all we're doing is we're saying, I'm gonna decide who I think God is and what I think he's like. And this verse tells us compassion we're supposed to have and kindness. We're supposed to see ourselves through God's eyes and see others. That's why we're supposed to forgive. How? Yeah, as God forgave us. That's how we're supposed to forgive. And with all of these things, he kind of wraps up and then he talks of love. Love is being the ties that bind us together in perfect harmony. Love is that tie that makes us a family. Are we all as easy to love? I'm sure I get on your nerves sometimes, and you get on mine sometimes. But that's family, right? And we're called to love. Love binds us together in harmony. You know what harmony sounds like? Harmony sounds like you've heard discordant when things are not in harmony. That sounds right, right? Now it's called a suspended note. It's intended to make it feel a little bit, that's not quite right. Okay, there it went. It's called to resolve. We all feel that when we do this. And I've got to hear the. That makes us go, okay. There is this feeling, this need for the discordant to resolve itself. There's a reason it feels right, because that's the way its music was designed. Now, there's songs that end with discordant chords or on not the root of that the song is written in, and that's different things. But typically, when you have something that's left discordant, the song is about something that leaves you kind of going, The discordant music matches the discordant words. When we worship joyful things, we tend to resolve them because it makes us go, harmony. Love makes that kind of harmony. There are times when we get discordant in our relationships and things kind of like, that doesn't feel right. And you know what then? We're called to what? Resolve the chord back into harmony, right? And when we do that, it binds us together. These are the ties that bind us. God's word, living together in peace. This is what God's word, and as we live together, living out his word together, it brings that harmony and that peace, those ties that bind. Blessed be the ties that bind. It's an old-fashioned saying, you don't hear it much, but there's some deep, deep truths. And it's what our world is missing. It's why our world can't figure out life. There's just so much strife and struggle. We have lost the harmony. We've lost the ties that bind. And the world tries to come up with its own ties that bind. And I'm sorry, but everything besides this is just a poor imitation. It's just a poor imitation. There's a reason why we call God's word the truth. It's because that's what it is. And when we try to make up our own truths, well, how's that been working for us? we just seem to be getting further and further divided, further and further discordant. Why? What is it that we're missing? What are we seeing less and less and less of? Is it freedom? No, you can do more and more stuff. We're getting less and less of God and His Word. And the less of Him we have, the less of the ties that bind us. And so we become struggle and discordant and scattered. So blessed be this path of blessing. That's what another way I call it, the path of blessing. There is a path that God has given us, that as we walk on this path, God said, I can bless you. I can bless you. But when you stray off of the path, you're walking outside of my path of blessing. I can't bless you out there. I can't walk with you out in disobedience to my word. I can't be with you there. And so you're kind of on your own. And the second you cry out to me, you're right back on the path of blessing, and I'm with you. But while you're walking around out there, I can't bless you. The ties that bind are those things that as we're walking with God and walking with His people, just some of the things that, some of the blessings of this blessed be the ties that bind. There's confidence in knowing. There is confidence for the believer in knowing. Should we live together before we get married? Confidence in knowing, no, God's word says no. You don't have to wonder and worry and think, well, everybody says and everybody else and everybody this. No. God's word says no. Can I lie? Even just a little bit? Nobody else will know. No, God's word says no. And when you do, then he'll have trust issues and you'll have issues. You know, very pertinent one. It's a hot topic. What sex am I? This is confusion being put right down into children's lives. They're confused. They don't know what they should or shouldn't be. God's word says, I created them, male, female. Male and female, I created them. Should I watch this show? It's really popular. Everybody's watching it. Everybody's going to be talking about the latest episode. But it's got like sex and nudity and like really graphic violence. Should I be watching that? No. Scripture tells us to flee from sexual immorality. So we flee. There's confidence in just knowing how we're supposed to live, instead of always like, I don't know, I'm not sure if I do or don't, if it's right or wrong, if we base all all of this on whether or not we'll be approved of by other people, you know. Should I object? I shouldn't objectify women's bodies and make sexual, objects out of women, right? And then the very ones who are preaching this do their performance and actually do what they are saying we shouldn't do by making sex objects out of themselves. What should I do? Should you or shouldn't you? Scripture says no. Just plain no. We get confused because of the world's constantly changing morals. Confidence, that's one of the blessings. We don't trust in ourselves, in the world, or in others. We have confidence in God and His Word. And I don't have to struggle with that. Another blessing of the ties that bind is there's peace in the trusting. There's peace in the trusting. I've talked about it already a lot. This word doesn't change. I don't have to wonder if things have changed. Our mission is very simple. We worship. We love God. We love one another. We get in His Word and God transforms us and we become wise and we find ways to serve. There's peace in just having the simple truth that I can trust and follow, as opposed to having whatever. We were talking about that in worship team. What if everybody on the worship team just kind of did their own thing? Just whatever you want to do. We'll play the song. We'll play it however you want. Everybody's doing their own thing. It'd be a mess. It would be a mess. We have to learn how to play together and live together. And there's peace in knowing that there's a way of doing that. You know what? You know what else there is? The blessing is there's freedom in boundaries. Take a minute, wrap your head around that. There's freedom in boundaries. If you took a child, and these are extremes, put this one-year-old child in their own living room with toys, do you think he'd be content and happy? Yeah, I mean, he's in a familiar area. He feels comfortable. He feels safe. Take that one-year-old, wait till dark, stick him in the middle of a field with nothing else. How do you think he would feel? Scared to death. It's the unknown. I don't know what's out there. It's all dark. It causes us to be fearful. The unknowns. Boundaries put us in a place where we're like, I know this is safe. Because God has said that outside of here is not safe. But inside of here is safe. There is freedom to do whatever you want to do within the freedom that God gives you. Within the confines of His Word, which is much. But there are things that He said no to, right? There is freedom in boundaries. And there is fear with no boundaries. There's been like 3 deaths at the Grand Canyon this year. You know why? Why do you think that happened? Selfies? Where do people go for those really cool selfies? Outside of the boundary lines, right? They were talking, there's an interview with the guy that works there, and he says, it's not going to change next year. He says, there's no new accidents. There's just new people making the same mistake. Somebody new comes to the Grand Canyon and says, ooh, look, I'm going to take this picture. And the rock gives way, down they go. They think it's safe. They don't pay attention to the boundaries. Yeah. There is freedom and safety and peace and boundaries. So, you know what? There's two more blessings of the ties that bind. There's joy in belonging. We are loved by God. There's joy in knowing that I am His, He is mine. I am yours, you are mine, we are a family, we are a people of God. You know what, no matter how bad the world beats me up out there, I know that I can come back home, right? That's what home is supposed to be, is that safe haven from the world that beats us up. Church is the same. It's the safe haven where we come and we know that we are loved. We are accepted by our brothers and sisters and our family here. There's joy in just knowing that people are there for me. Even when we have strayed, we know in our heart of hearts that even when we have walked away from God and we've just really drifted, we know that God said, come. And I will forgive. And we can come back to the church and find that same loving grace that says, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. There's joy in belonging, those ties that bind us here together. And lastly, there is strength in the supporting. The ties that bind give us strength. They help us to be strong, whether it's somebody else that's helping me to stay strong and praying for me or encouraging me, or me for somebody or you for somebody else. We are there for each other. You're not alone. You've got people that are going to undergird you and be there to support you. There is strength in the ties that bind. Blessed be the ties that bind. Amen. We are a part of a rich heritage, but a rich faith and a wonderful family. I'm going to ask the worship team to come. We're not perfect, are we? Nope. We're quick to answer that because we all know ourselves and we're all imperfect. What was that one for?
Scared in the dark.
Scared in the dark? It's wonderful to gather. It's wonderful to be a part of a family. It's wonderful to figure out how I can be a blessing to people around me. We're just going to end our time today with a celebration of a familiar song. Let's stand together. Shout to the Lord.